going to discuss the grant application. Karen's going to explain us to us on the town had originally applied for a grant to do the trail that starts at the kiosk and goes so many thousands of feet towards Ellenville, and then from the O&R building down to 17. But we ran into a physical problem with the old landfill. We can't pay it. So we had some residual monies that was earmarked basically with inside the village. We had a choice. We could send it back or we could find another use for it. I want to welcome the mayor and Mrs. Semonite and Mrs. Piper to the town board meeting. Pleasure to see you. These ladies are doing a fabulous job, by the way. They've turned this whole village around in a very short period of time and then beautified it. They won the Renaissance program. They came in second place. Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
So you can be very proud of them. And they've really, really done a tremendous amount of work. That's a sideline to paving Main Street in Westboro. So the town was sitting on funds that either we were going to send back to Albany because it's member item grant money that fell under multi-mobile. So we've talked to the village, they went ahead, and I think they've done some preliminary work with their attorney, and our attorney has been in discussion with them to transfer this grant to the village of Wurzburg. And now we need a resolution from the town board. Do we need that?
You do need a preliminary resolution. Ultimately, they're going to have to sign an agreement with the village, and you'll need a second resolution to implement it.
Okay.
I need a contract.
With the village.
I did speak with the village attorney today. I did send her information by fax transmission that I received from Karen Barnes regarding the grant itself, regarding some requirements for monitoring the grant and auditing. So Audrey Scott indicated to me today that she would look at it as soon as she could, probably schedule a meeting very quickly to resolve the agreements that have to be entered into between the village and the town.
We do in fact have the money.
No. We're not. This is a grant.
Okay.
This is a reimbursement grant.
Right.
In a way, we have a vested interest because we plow the streets. In another way, it's also an aesthetic reason. The place, you know, we have certain capabilities that the villages don't have. And one of them is the ability to raise money, and that's what it is.
I just need some clarification, because I was under the belief that the village of Bloomingburg, as well as the village of Wurzburg, was supposed to get a grant that not only was going to repave the street, but also give lights.
We do have a grant, but no one's given us a date.
Now, me and Mickey, we attended a meeting.
A meeting this afternoon. Bloomingburg's not going to be done to 2009. It's not going to be completed to 2010. Our roads now will not last long.
Mm-hmm.
There's no way. We're taking a chance on, we've already discussed it with Delta Engineers, with the big project still in place. Nothing's going to harm that big grant. The only thing that they won't do will be the road that we're going to pave. We have to guarantee that that's in place for 10 years because it's multimodal. But in case it does get destroyed, we're going to have money put aside that we can repay back that grant.
Now, part of this grant is that we're doing, I explained it in the office report to Richard. We've done, Richard Johnson's going to basically arrange for this paving. We've done this before. We've done $100 million in 20 years that I've been here in multi-mobile. We're putting down a base. When they do get that grant, maybe they'll start work on this in 2010. That's the impression
looks
we
like
got
2012,
today.
2012, actually.
Yeah. Go ahead, Jim.
If we're lucky.
And we don't have anything on paper.
We have nothing in writing.
Okay. They're part of the agreement that we've made with the state. It's the federal. This is federal funds. Is that they're going to put another 2 inches on top of this. We're going to be just putting down a rough course similar to what they did in Bloomingburg. We don't affect their grant at all.
Not they, and it was a private person who did Bloomingburg.
Well, no, the same type of material that they put down on the Main Street in Bloomingburg, that's the type of material that we're going to be putting on the Main Street in Wurzburg. When they get their grant in 2, 4, 10, 20 years, whenever that is, there,
Or if it is.
Or if it ever happens. I mean, they can do either one of two things themselves. If they want 5 years from today, they can put the other 2 inches of refining material down on the ground. Most motorists aren't going to be able to tell the difference between what's in Bloomingburg and what's going up the mountain on 17. We don't, you know, you're not to feel that. So it doesn't affect their grant in any way. We're putting in a primary coat, secondary coat. They'll be doing the primary coat and an additional 2 inches when they do the gutters, the sidewalks, the lighting, and everything else.
And landscaping.
Yeah. The Village of Bloomingburg's grant went from 1,300,000.
Went from 1,400,000 to 1,700,000.
With no projection in 2010, when they actually start work, what the price is going to be. You couldn't answer the questions.
No.
And the villages will have to come up with a percentage of that money, which continues to escalate. And with the tax base that we have in the Village of Wurzburg, it really is problematic to be able to do that work within the village budget, even bonding. Judy, as you know, as anybody knows who drives down Sullivan Street, it's like...
Yes, no, I have my office there, so I'm not allowed to enter this discussion. My only concern is there's the Village of Wurzburg and a Village of Bloomingburg, and you pay taxes, you have your own government.
Right.
And then there's people who don't live in the village, and so people are concerned, is my money going to be used for these villages?
I would venture to say that 98% of people who don't live in the village use that road. Mm-hmm. Many of them daily.
Just to clear that up, this is member item money that was going to be used to pay the trail.
Mm-hmm.
We weren't able to do that in order not to give this money back because of problems that we have. And there's time constraints as well to redesignate it to a different... We would have lost the money. Mickey, I went to her. We talked about a sidewalk. We realized we couldn't pay the trail. So that's where the other $17,000 came from. We were going to use the $17,000 to help her with the sidewalk. We got together. We could raise $117,000 to help the village of state money, no local money. And basically this expenditure is what, $160,000 now or something?
It's about between $155,000 and $160,000. We're going to make up the difference.
And they're going to make up the difference.
With local money.
So
Wurzburg.
They will pay from one end of the village to the other end. They're going to be using their CHIPS money. Okay. This does not mean that we're using multimodal money that was meant for the highway department. It was not. Okay, so everyone understands that. We're not using town money by any stretch of the imagination to do this job.
Again, we got the money in hand.
It's not, we're never going to see the money.
Karen can explain to you better. There's a grant that's been approved for this.
Okay.
Karen said, indicated to me that he spoke with the DOT. The DOT has agreed to be able, that the town can use this money for the multimodal program for the village street. There has to be agreement signed. The village, and ultimately, is going to have to indemnify the town to ensure that the work stands up for 10 years. If it doesn't, we don't want it falling back on the town's tax base. If you have to do any repairs or maintenance, you're going to have to agree in writing that you're going to have to be able to do that. And that's what I was talking to Audrey Scott about today, to make sure that we can start working on those agreements and have them in place, you know, hopefully maybe by the next meeting.
Which we can do, and we're prepared to meet those requirements and carry out maintenance and any incidental things that come up. But I just want to kind of add parenthetically that having an opportunity to work with you as a board, with Charlie, with Richard, is tremendous to the village. I can't tell you how valuable it is to work as one entity for the welfare of the community at large, of all of our communities. And I want to publicly thank those of you who have been extremely helpful to us, and hope that we in turn are helpful to you in making Wurzburg and Mount King a better place. Thank you.
Well, thank you, Barbara.
I think we've always tried to have a good relationship, you know, with the different villages. We've always tried, so.
I'm glad you appreciate it.
You have to speak for it.
So we need a motion on this.
No motion.
A motion for the attorneys to proceed to write up the document, necessary documentation to proceed with the paving of Main Street in Wardsboro.
I'll make that motion.
Yeah, thanks. Please, second, in favor?
Aye.
All right, wow. You did it.
Thank you.
Oh, thank you guys, too. It's going to help us a lot. I'm still hoping by September 15th, we've got to get on Richard's case here, get him going, get that machinery down here. Okay. Karen, do you have anything to add to this?
No. It sounds like everybody wins.
Yes. Let's hope we can get the paperwork done this time.
I'm sorry?
We're going to get it done.
If you have to stay here until 3 o'clock.
Hey, if I have to walk between here and Monticello, I will.
Let's get the streets done before the people.
That's the problem. We could have done it last month, but the paperwork wasn't in order, so we didn't do it. And we still don't have it all in order.
And
we need that letter. Don't forget that letter from the DOT guy. That one he sent us was not.
We should have it this week. Okay.
This way the board can see that. Now, as far as repairs, guys, you know that. If a pipe breaks in Main Street, you can dig it up. That's not going to do what you 10-year guarantee. You're allowed to make repairs. And that happens. I mean, they pave streets and the next day they're ripping them up. But you don't know when. Especially in some places your thing's 100 years old. Yeah.
Charlie, can you tell me, is there any county involvement in the Sullivan Street repaving?
Yes, there is some county involvement. They're acting, and this is a recent development, and I have no idea why, but basically, they're the banker. They're going to front the money. It's a reimbursement grant. I don't know where they're going to get it from. And once they pay for the job, if and when that day ever comes, they couldn't answer our questions. I mean, this is 15 times that I've been asking them. They have no money in the bank. They have no appropriations for it. The state has no appropriations for it. What did they call? They initialed that today, PI something, that it's in the final stages of federal approval. But there's nothing in writing. There's drawings, there's pictures. Nobody will give you a written statement saying that they are going to help pay Main Street. It's not available. They will not commit to it. That's the important part of this. You can't let these, this is a 1995 promise, is that correct?
2000.
It's a 5-year-old promise. We're still waiting to hear from them. There is nothing here.
Is this member item we got from the trail?
Right.
Is that the same, is that the same thing that was discussed in June when you came down?
Yes.
Okay.
Same.
Right. That's the same source of the money.
Yes.
The county's involved in that one. The county's involved in the big one.
Oh, the big one.
Yeah.
Okay, so this immediate repaving.
This is immediate. Has nothing to do with the county. They're not the banker on this job.
Mm-hmm.
The county, I think, last year was not the banker, and they call it lead agency on these projects.
Mm-hmm.
In 25 years of my experience working with the highway department, never once was the county presented as lead agency on even the $3 million that was spent in Westbrookville. This came out of the woodwork at us. It slowed us up for 2 months, slowed him down for 2 months, it slows the village down for 2 months, but I think we're back on track.
Does anyone know what year that the village got Sullivan Street from the county?
No, that I don't know.
Does anyone know that?
I was a village clerk for 25 years. It was always a village street. They run high if you try to go after that one. They did today. Yes, sir.